A man who spent his life keeping the past alive has died. Ray Hicks was regarded by folklorists as the patriarch of American storytelling. He was 80 when he succumbed to cancer yesterday. For decades, Hicks held court in his remote North Carolina mountain cabin. He'd weave tales that combined his imagination, experience, and the legends handed down from the earliest white settlers of the region. He was known to play the harmonica and sing, too. In 1983, he won the National Heritage Fellowship Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Hicks spoke with a thick regional accent. It was a barrier that commentator Bill Harley says was worth getting over.
Listening to Ray Hicks was like going to a play by Shakespeare. For the first 5 or 10 minutes, you would scramble, struggling with his dialect, his delivery. It was hard to fathom a foreign language.
A mail sifter, now that's green. A feller ain't gonna carry much water in it very fast. Said, take this sifter and carry enough water to bake 2 pounds of bread.
But then, at some precious point, the language opened, and there you were, in the middle of the story. Ray's eyes gleamed. He leaned forward in his chair, enthralled himself with what was going on in the story. Once in the story, you understood that the spoken word created a web that held up the world.
He said, you pick up every man you see from here to the witch's pile. So Jack thanked him, got out and walked and carried that ship a piece buckled up.
It was an acquired taste, earthy, dense, full of its own internal logic and life. Ray's language, like all good language, was about the culture of the world he lived in. It was not sanitized or easy.
Directly he see the man coming down out of the woods with a big head. And he was knocking big trees down and hitting big rock boulders and wasn't even knocking a hair out of his head. He said, hello there. Who are you? He said, my name is Hardy Hardhead, sir. He said, Hardy Hardhead, you must be. Said, in the my shell. And so he lowered it to the ground and Hardy Hardhead got in. And he told it to fly, and him and Hardy Hardhead was in there just to float.
In a spoken living language, what comes through in the end is the person who is talking. Ray's delivery of Jack tales, or reminiscences of the hard scrabble life on the ridges of North Carolina, or his wide and deep understanding of the natural history of the mountains can't be divorced from who he was. When he spoke, his eyes opened wide and so did his arms. He cackled at his own jokes, delighted at the turn of events in a story or a phrase that brought a truth to light. He loved words and loved speaking them, and I think he may have talked when no one else was around. Ray's real stage was his home, high up on a ridge in Banner Elk, North Carolina. He and his wife Rosa welcomed thousands there over the years, folklorists, storytellers, and curiosity seekers. They greeted you on the porch, and Ray had already started talking. He was talking 4 hours later when you left. Ray's stories are recorded, but the greater chance of the survival of his art and who he was is in the people who heard him and what they carried away. There in the heart of the listener is carried the possibility that the pauper who lived down the road from the princess might marry her and one day be king. That world seems pretty far away now, but Ray Hicks kept it alive for us.
You can count the days I'm gone. You can see the train that I leave on. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
Storyteller and harmonica player Ray Hicks of North Carolina, who died Sunday at age 80, he was remembered by Bill Harley.